Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ 3, Week 2, Knowing and Taking Christ as Our Pattern. Saturday, Related Verses. Philippians 2, 9 through 11. Therefore also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue should openly confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Deuteronomy 5, 31 through 33. But you stand here by me, that I may speak to you the whole commandment, and the statutes and the judgments, which you will teach them to do in the land which I am giving them to possess. Keep them, therefore, so that you may do them. Even as Jehovah your God has commanded you, you shall not turn aside to the right or to the left. You shall walk in all the way that Jehovah your God has commanded you, so that you may live, and that it may go well with you, and that you may extend your days in the land which you will possess. Deuteronomy 6, 1 through 6. Now this is the commandment, the statutes and the judgments, which Jehovah your God has commanded me to teach you, that you may do them in the land into which you are crossing over to possess, that you may fear Jehovah your God and keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I am commanding you, you and your son and your grandson, all the days of your life, and that your days may be extended. Therefore, hear, O Israel, and be certain to do it, that it may go well with you, and that you may be greatly increased, in a land flowing with milk and honey, even as Jehovah, the God of your fathers, promised you. Hear, O Israel, Jehovah is our God, Jehovah is one. And you shall love Jehovah your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words, which I command you today, shall be upon your heart. Related reading. The Lord Jesus was able to return because he accomplished a perfect and pure submission. Suffering upon suffering was piled on him, but he remained absolutely submissive. There was not the slightest reaction or rebellion. Therefore, God exalted him and ushered him back as Lord in the Godhead. This was not just a refilling of what had been emptied, but the ushering of a man into the Godhead by the Father. The Son became Jesus, the man, and was received back into the Godhead. Now we know the preciousness of the name of Jesus. In the whole universe, there is no one like him. When the Lord declared, "It is done," on the cross, he did not mean that just salvation had been secured, but that everything that he said had been done. For this, he obtained a name that is above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue should openly confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. From that time forward, he was not only God, but Lord as well. His Lordship speaks of his relationship with God. His being the Christ speaks of his relationship with the church. When the Lord came forth from God, he did not intend to return by his deity. Rather, he intended to return through his exaltation as a man. This is how God maintains his principle of submission. We should submit to authority completely. This is a great matter. The Lord Jesus' return to heaven was through his being a man and being submissive in the form of a man. As a result, he was exalted by God. In the whole Bible, there is hardly any passage as mysterious as this one. The Lord bade farewell to his divine form. He did not return in just his divine form, because he had put on the flesh. In him, there was no trace of disobedience, Consequently, he was exalted by God in his humanity. He stepped forth to give up his glory. He returned to reclaim his glory. All of this was accomplished by God. We need to have the mind in us which was in Christ Jesus. Whoever knows this principle of submission will realize that no sin is uglier than rebellion, and that nothing is more important than submission. Only when we see the principle of submission can we serve God. God's principle can be maintained only by submitting in the way that the Lord submitted. Once there is rebellion, we are in the principle of Satan. The Lord's obedience was learned through suffering. True submission is found when there is still obedience in spite of suffering. A man's usefulness is not in whether he has suffered, but in whether he has learned obedience in suffering. Only those who are obedient to God are useful. If the heart is not softened, the suffering will not go away. Our way is the way of manifold sufferings. A man who yearns after ease and enjoyment is of no use. We must all learn to be obedient in sufferings. When the Lord came to the earth, he did not bring obedience with him. Rather, he learned it through sufferings. Salvation not only brings joy, it also brings submission. Only submissive ones will experience the fullness of salvation. Otherwise, we change the nature of salvation. We need to be submissive, even as the Lord was submissive. The Lord became the source of our salvation through obedience. God saved us with the hope that we would submit to his will. When one meets God's authority, submission is a simple matter, and knowing God's will is also a simple matter, because the Lord, who was submissive throughout his life, has already given us his life of submission.